Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is the Best of the Joe Show, running back some of the best audio you've heard on this radio station over the past 24 hours. Hello, I am Dan Day. Does it feel like Monday? Feels like Monday to me. But then again, I lived it up over the weekend. Socially distancing, of course, but lived it up nonetheless. Follow me. It's always interesting on Twitter, at Dan Day Radio. And remember, you can download the podcast for this show or any of the shows that you're about to hear right here on the Best of the Joe Show by going to our Twitter page, at Dan Day Radio, or at 560 WQAM. You can download the radio.com app. You can go wherever you get your podcasts, or just go to our website, WQAM.com. On the way, the Joe Rose Show. Oh, yeah, they're talking to Duncan Robinson. What is he doing nowadays that basketball isn't in full swing? We will hear from him. Dan Le Batard has their March Sadness tournament, and Hawk and Crowder got some 80s bangers for you. But right now, going to bang out some headlines. NFL legends Bobby Mitchell and Jack Dempsey have passed away. Dempsey is believed to have died from complications due to coronavirus. No cause of death has been announced for Mitchell. Kobe Bryant, Tim Duncan, and Kevin Garnett lead the 2020 class of inductees for the Basketball Hall of Fame. Induction ceremony will be held August 29th. Panthers owner Vinny Viola plans to pay the team's entire staff their full salaries throughout the coronavirus outbreak. With Derrick Jones Jr. facing free agency, the Heat forward says he wants to stay in Miami. Sources say UFC 249 is coming closer to nailing down a venue. It is suspected the event will take place on a Native American reservation to avoid legal complications. And now we take a step into the day spa. A Florida man has hung a huge fake roll of toilet paper between two trees in his front yard, poking fun at the recent toilet paper rush. Keywords: fake toilet paper. Didn't want to waste the real thing. The irony. An Australian woman has started a trend of dressing up in opulent gowns and tiaras to take out the trash. Trend? I always throw in my best dress and tiaras whenever I want to go toss out some trash. A tiger at the Bronx Zoo has tested positive for coronavirus. This explains how Joe Exotic contracted the illness. Now on to weather. The forecast calls for rain with temperatures around 80. Now on to Joe Rose. He gets up in the morning. I don't know what he does. That's his own business. He's at his house right now. But he and Zach Krantz, Hollywood, they get together and they get the sports and the info to you. You missed it earlier this morning because you're doing whatever you're doing this morning. Not my business, although if it's something salacious, maybe I'd like to know. Nope. Let's just get into the Joe Rose Show. They're talking to Duncan Robinson. Yes, three-point ace Duncan Robinson, talking about Miami, runs on Duncan, if he's getting any practice in, his go-to quarantine dish, and free coffee and donuts for everyone.
Tyler Hero, rather, picks it up. Hands it off to Robinson, another three attempt. Why not? He is in rhythm in this period. He is now 4 of 8 from downtown in this ball game, and he's hit all four here in the quarter. He's got 14 points.
That's right, Joe. Duncan Robinson right now joining us. Duncan, good morning. Thank you for the time, buddy. We appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Duncan, how you holding up during all this stuff, man? How you doing with that, going from knocking down threes about seven at a time to, hey, by the way, we're going to have to shut it down with this coronavirus. So what are you doing to stay busy besides out with Dunkin' Donuts? I knew that was going to happen. Helping first responders, Dunkin' Donut people, getting smart with you, man. That's great.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been crazy times for sure. To have the season abruptly kind of be put on hold like that is obviously unfortunate, but you know, everyone's got to do their part in trying to slow this whole thing down. So it's been an adjustment. You know, I still try to implement a schedule into my day just so, you know, the days don't kind of blend together, but just trying to find ways to stay productive and then also obviously help out and do my part.
Duncan, you still able to hit, shoot a little hoops, something? You got an indoor, outdoor gym, something that maybe you can get outside for a couple minutes a day?
Unfortunately, no. You know, they really emphasize to us the importance of staying in our apartments or houses. And, you know, I just have an apartment, so I got a little mini hoop in here, but that's about the extent of it. So I try to do some, like, ball handling stuff. Obviously, you know, we actually have team workouts every morning on Zoom with our strength coach. So that's been good just to see everybody's face and still connect.
Duncan, I'm not trying to get in your personal life, so don't get upset with me, but do you live by yourself or do you have somebody with you?
One of my best friends that I grew up with, actually, he's a college coach in Boston, but their season got canceled as well. So kind of right when that happened, he came down and he's going to live with me. So it's nice to have some company. Definitely make a difference.
Because I was going to ask you about the food situation. I can tell you, I become the carb king here, man, and I jumped on the scales yesterday, and it was embarrassing. It really has in just a matter of 2 weeks. So what do you do for food? And you guys eat so healthy during the basketball season. How are you doing with that?
Yeah, it's been an adjustment. Also, because a lot of times during the season, whether you're on the road or whatnot, a lot of meals are provided for you. So, you know, that's been an adjustment, but I've kind of viewed it as an opportunity to get better at cooking. You know, we kind of alternate cooking, and it's been a good challenge because I've never really been able to cook before, but I'm starting to get a little bit better.
All right, Duncan, now I got to jump into that. What's your go-to dish at this point that you're cooking in the house?
I have a little pesto pasta dish with some chicken. It's kind of like a creamy pesto Alfredo type deal. It's pretty good. I don't know if it's restaurant quality, but, you know, it gets the job done.
Boy, I'll tell you. Hey, let's get back to your Dunkin' Donuts, dude, with first responders. How'd that finally come together, Duncan?
I was looking for an opportunity to try to get involved, you know, with Dunkin' Donuts. Growing up in the Northeast, and obviously having the name Dunkin', I've been called Dunkin' Donuts pretty much my entire life, so it felt fitting to finally get something done, and then I thought this would be a great opportunity to also try to do my part. You know, it's a small gesture compared to what a lot of people and what a lot of players are doing, but, you know, anything to help the first responders and the people on the front lines of this is obviously important.
We were talking earlier, when we do get back to some type of normal life here, and this may have to go till next year, we're trying to figure out, so do you think, because the Dunkin' Donut deal will get done, so on night of home games, so there's 41 home games, on the nights you hit, we're trying to figure the number for a small coffee and a donut. Should it be 3 threes, 4 threes, or 5 threes? What number? Because I think this is a slam dunk, man. This is a home run for fans. It really is.
I like the way you think, first of all. Yeah, I'm not sure. I think there's a lot of opportunities to get something done, like you said. I think somewhere, I don't know, maybe 3 threes might be a little low. You know, we don't want to put Dunkin' Donuts out of business. But, you know, maybe 4 or 5 might be a little bit more fitting.
Yeah, but I'm guessing, I don't know the marketing. Well, because we have to sit with a marketing person from Dunkin' Donut here in South Florida. So I'm trying to figure out if we're better off, like, anybody watching the game, or do you have to be at the game to get that? Because, hell, I'd be going in the morning going, saw Dunkin' hit those 3 threes last night. I'll take that small coffee. Oh, is that fresh? Okay, that's fresh. And one of those donuts, chocolate on chocolate, please. Right there. Bam.
There you go. Yeah, I might need to think about hiring you as a marketing guy. You got some great ideas, man.
I don't know about
Dunkin',
that.
No one spends more money at Dunkin' Donuts than my partner here on the air right now. Yeah. Nobody spends more money at Dunkin' Donuts.
No. You got it. You're on that early morning, and you got to get you. It's a legal high that can't get in trouble for if you have too much of it, so it's good. You can't get in trouble there. Hey, by the way, man, what's it like not knowing a date to come back and play? What is that like? Your work? Are there days where you're just not as motivated because you friggin' don't know when you're going back?
Yeah, I mean, the uncertainty is definitely a challenge. You know, that's why for me, I think kind of developing and establishing a routine and just kind of maintaining that throughout has been really important. There's parts of it where it kind of feels like this is the off season, just because there's not as much going on. But at the same time, you got to understand that, you know, there's a very real possibility that everything does come back, and you want to be prepared for that moment, and you don't want to miss a beat. So it's just kind of, like you said, it's definitely a challenge, but you know, it's a part of it, and a sacrifice, you know, we obviously have to make given the times.
Hey, Duncan, how much time you spend on that NBA 2K? I know they got the Players Tournament, but how much time you spend playing that game?
A little bit here and there. to be honest with you, I don't play video games too much. Occasionally I'll play if I'm playing against somebody, but other than that, I don't really play too much. So a little bit here and there, but not too much.
Have you seen that Tiger King yet? Have you seen those crazy bastards, the white trash of America? Have you seen that show?
It's funny, actually. I haven't seen that either. A part of it, I've kind of been holding out on that just because I've heard to watch it from every different direction. So now I'm just kind of being stubborn and holding out. I've heard mixed reviews, though. Some people say it's the greatest show in the world, and some people can't believe what they're watching. So I don't really know what to think.
If you're not aware or you haven't grown up around white trash, this gives you a chance to see what some of your peeps are all about out there, man. It's some dysfunctional-ass people, man. I'm telling you. Some crazy stuff.
Well, anyway. Duncan, I wanted to give a shout-out, by the way, to the Miami Heat because they're doing something great for the people of South Florida also with Feeding South Florida. Heat.com/donate, by the way, and you can donate to Feeding South Florida, the Heat organization, doing great things for the South Florida landscape and all the people down here. So I wanted to give a quick shout-out while you're still on the air to the Miami Heat organization, always stepping up to do something for the community.
Always good about that. Hey, Duncan, real quickly, too. So part of your three-point shooting is conditioning, right? So when you run up and down the court, all the shooters will tell you got to be in shape so you can hit it even when you're running up and down and the game's fast-paced. How long would it take you to get it back? Now it's been a while since you've been out to feel comfortable to go back out and get your rhythm on your three-point shot. What would that take? How long to get back?
It's hard to say. Obviously, you know, a big part of that is kind of how you feel your time in these days where you're being asked to stay inside. So actually, I have a stationary bike, so I've been trying to maintain my conditioning just because, obviously, you know, like you said, that's a huge part of shooting. I'd probably say, I don't know, maybe somewhere in the 10-day to 2-week range. You know, for that might be lower that for me than others, and others might feel they could come back and play right away. I think part of it is all kind of personal, but on top of that, you know, I think the biggest thing is we want to make sure that it's like a safety thing, right? You don't want to rush people back if they're not in shape. You don't want to ask them to play at a high level if their bodies aren't ready to do so, because right. Then you run the risk of injuries and that sort of thing. So I definitely think that it'll be, and it should be, a discussion, you know, if this season does come back, on, you know, how much time, you know, us as players should be given to kind of work our way back into playing shape.
So the Heat culture, as you know, is about body fat numbers and weight. I don't know how they can't expect guys to come back like they did from an off season where you guys work your butt off and then you show up, right? Would it be a little different, would you expect?
I mean, I think there'll probably be some leeway there just because the organization has been awesome about understanding just kind of the importance of staying inside and not kind of cutting corners in terms of the social distancing stuff. So, you know, I think there would be some leeway. Obviously, you know, they're also doing everything they can to try to make sure that while we are staying inside and staying in our apartments, that we're also working out. That's what the team workouts are for. Obviously, a big part of it is just kind of seeing everybody and connecting with everybody. But on top of that, also, you want to minimize that time that it might take to get back into shape.
Hey, Duncan, great stuff, man. We hate to bother you, but we love having you on, man. So thank you so much. Appreciate it. Stay safe. Number one, I'm with you on that one, man. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. Thank you. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate you guys.
Man, how I miss Duncan Robinson's sweet stroke. That didn't sound right. Nonetheless, I'm missing basketball. I'm also missing coffee and donuts, although I drink coffee here at the radio station, but haven't been buying any donuts because I'm trying to save money. Just the essentials, you know, beer, maybe some pasta here and there. Go-to quarantine dish. Maybe I should make some pasta pesto, kind of like Duncan Robinson. Up next, going to hear from the Dan Lebatard Show. They've got some awkward social distancing stories for you. This is the Best of the Joe Show. We're back on the Best of the Joe Show, running back some of the best audio you've heard on this radio station over the past 24 hours. I am a Dan Day. You can, of course, hear the Best of the Joe Show from 6 to 7 right here on 560 The Joe WQAM. You can hear the other Dan, Dan Lebatard. He and his merry men are on weekdays from 10 to 1 right here on this very fine radio station. Earlier today, the guy is talking about Dan's strange social distancing plus their March Sadness tournament.
Stugatz, I've told you that the things happening on South Beach, where our studios normally are, don't have much precedent. It's like before Scarface was filmed down here and it was just an old person community, it has become something else over the last 50 years, fast-paced. There is nobody out there. You have the streets to yourself if you want to do anything or if you have to do anything. But it's become a little bit like Mad Max. I'm not kidding you when I tell you. Do you remember the character in Waterworld that had the flying contraption over the ocean that wasn't tethered to anything? Do you remember? That went past my window the other day.
Get out of here.
No, I'm not kidding. Some dude that wasn't attached to any boat, wasn't tethered to any kite surfing, wasn't and nothing like that. All he did was just fly by on this machine that if something had, you know, if a battery had died, he would have fallen to his death, like immediately fallen to his death because he was too high.
Like a battery-powered jetpack? I mean, I don't understand.
No, you understand. It's sort of like it's something you sit in that feels like a bit like an exercise bike, and next thing you know, it's flying with a motor, and he was, you know, he was 10 stories up. But I go, and the streets are empty, right? And I have to get some paper towels. And this is an actual thing that happened to me, and I imagine it's happening to some of you. Stugatz has been talking for weeks now about the fact that he's judging coughers and sneezers and everyone else. But I walk in to get some paper towels, and I'm standing at the front of what is otherwise an empty place. And a dude walks in through the front door very near me, and I just sort of back away, just keeping my distance.
Sure.
And he actually says to me, "So you think you're perfect, huh?" And I'm like, "No, dude, I'm just trying to keep distance from everybody."
He's applying the pressure during the coronavirus.
Think you're perfect, huh? No, that's not me thinking I'm better than you. That's me just wanting you to stay over there.
Now, in fairness to him, that usually is your reaction, pandemic or no pandemic, when you see somebody in a grocery store.
That's right. That's exactly right. And also, I do think I'm perfect. So there's that. So let's not waste any more time there. I know people want to hear what some of our top seeds are. If you're not familiar with what this is, it's the Looks Like game. And listeners and viewers to ESPN Ooze, they write what people in sports tend to look like. We seed them. We normally do it as March Madness. But, you know, there have been some developments recently. So you can vote on the internet at Lebatard Show on Twitter which ones you like better. Here is our first number one seed, Stugatz. This is going up against a 16, but this is from the loaded Doug Peterson category. What do we have, Bristol?
Doug Peterson looks like the only guest who swims in the local motel's roadside pool.
So true. So true. Cans of Pabst Blue Ribbon.
You're going to be tough to beat.
Side of the, yeah, of course. That's why it's a one seed. But Colin Cowherd wants some. He's a 16 seed. What does Colin Cowherd look like, Bristol?
Colin Cowherd looks like the straw sun hat wearing beachgoer in a natural disaster movie who mouths the words, "Oh, crap," and then is wiped away by a freak tsunami.
Pretty good.
Not bad. Brett Gardner. Brett Gardner of the New York Yankees. He is a two seed. Why, Bristol? Why is Brett Gardner a two seed?
Brett Gardner looks like the state trooper assigned to protect a college football coach during a game.
So true.
Guardy.
Facing number 15, Greg Williams. What's Greg Williams look like, Bristol?
Greg Williams looks like your divorced uncle who brings a call girl to Thanksgiving.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, we are looking at an upset there, Stugatz. Stugatz, we're looking at 15 knocking out college football security guard, state trooper Brett Gardner. Andy Reid is always fun in the tournament. Andy Reid is a three seed here. What is representing Andy Reid?
Andy Reid looks like the small town sheriff that falls asleep while watching the prisoners, wakes up briefly to yell out, "Who's there?" to no one in particular, and immediately falls back asleep while the prisoners continue to carefully reach for the jail cell keys dangling from his belt.
I'm not certain that should be the one seed.
Okay, you're not certain, but you tell me if you're certain that it is going to beat number 14, Danny Ainge. What do we have here, Bristol?
Danny Ainge looks like a 6 a.m. tea time.
Don't be surprised if Ainge is in the final four.
I know, right? You got to be careful there. This is Reese Davis, by the way, kind enough to do all of this for us. Colin Cowherd is again here as a four seed. What does Colin Cowherd look like as a four seed, Bristol?
Colin Cowherd looks like the husband playing tennis with his wife in slow motion in a Cialis commercial.
So Colin Cowherd is facing the most loaded of conferences, Stugatz. The Adam Silver Conference, the 13 seed. Adam Silver goes up against Colin Cowherd. What does Adam Silver look like, Bristol?
Adam Silver looks like the guest bassoonist in the symphony that bows before the crowd, just before he sits down to play Tchaikovsky's fourth.
Absolutely. Flips the back of his jacket so he doesn't sit on it. It's a little long. He absolutely looks like that.
I wonder what Dan Le Batard would say I look like. Actually, I don't want to know. I don't know if my ego can handle it right now. Speaking of egos, none of that with Hawk and Crowder. They're just here having fun with you. And that's exactly what we're going to do next. We're going to hear from them. They've got some 80s bangers. This is the Best of the Joe Show. The Best of the Joe Show, running back some of the best audio you've heard on this radio station over the past 24 hours. Hola, I am Dan Day. Follow me on Twitter at Dan Day Radio. And usually you can hear me chiming in on the Hawk and Crowder Show from 3 to 6 right here on 560 The Joe, but not today. Not recently. Been having to fill in the mornings and do some other stuff here at the radio station, which is all good. Except when I wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning on a Monday going, oh, that was a long, crazy weekend, and I got to get moving. But it's okay. It's all good. Feeling good. Hawk and Crowder are always making you feel good. What are they into? Well, they got an 80s banger for you. Eddie Murphy, movie Mount Rushmore, international sports figures, and of course, Solana's got your headlines.
Understand it. Why you wanna hurt me?
Song's a banger.
Not coming out of your mouth. Eddie was a C-plus singer and performer.
This song was a banger because it had all the vocal tricks and Rick James was singing along with it. Crank it up, Solana. You like this song, Solana? Because you, I mean, like, growing up in the 80s, this song blew up for a minute.
I hadn't heard it until you had me download it a couple weeks ago or a month ago, and it's a banger. Like, I added it to my playlist. I love this song.
It's a great, if you see the music video, it's him and Rick James hanging out in a studio. Like, I said a little Twitter, had a lot of Twitter disagreements today. People are talking now that Xavier Howard... And what's his name? Byron Jones?
Byron Jones.
Yeah, Byron Jones. That Xavier Howard Byron Jones might be the next coming of Sam Madison and Pat Sertan. You think that's possible, Crowder?
It's something I was going to ask Pat, but I looked at some numbers. Byron Jones has 2 interceptions through his first 5 years. Pat Sertan had 18 interceptions through his first 5 years.
And Sam had a ridiculous number, right?
I think Sam ended at 40 because me and him have, 41 together. So, yeah, I'm excited about Xavier and Byron, but I don't want to do that to Sam and Pat just yet.
Well, it's certainly a highly paid cornerback tandem. We can agree on that. Now, whether it turns out to be as dominant as Sam and Pat were, I guess that remains to be seen.
Yeah.
But I had on Twitter this morning, today is Eddie Murphy's birthday. He's 59 today. And it is almost impossible to do a Mount Rushmore of Eddie Murphy movies because you're going to leave some off. But that's the difficulty in doing the Mount Rushmore, obviously, is that you have to pick 4 and only 4. And it created, as you can imagine, quite the outroar because everybody's got their favorite Eddie Murphy movies. And there's a lot of Eddie Murphy movies I love that I couldn't put on there. So my original Mount Rushmore of Eddie Murphy movies in honor of his birthday today was 48 Hours, Beverly Hills Cop, Coming to America, and Delirious. And the reason that I chose Delirious, that's the stand-up comedy special in the red jumpsuit. I thought that was a theatrical release like Raw was. Then David J. Neal, the writer, tweeted at me and said, no, that was an HBO special, that was not theatrically released. So then I had to revise my Mount Rushmore because I'm thinking theatrical release movies. So it ends up being 48 Hours, Beverly Hills Cop, Trading Places, and Coming to America.
Oh, and like you're saying, I can't be outraged because I love all those movies. Delirious, Raw, I love those too. But I'm with you. If we're going movies, not stand-ups.
Gotta be in a theater.
In a theater movies, you know I gotta go with Life because it's one of my favorite three of all time. So I think Life's on there, the back and forth. I love two guys just giving each other hell. Honestly, I love this show because it's two guys giving each other hell. Like, that's why Life appeals to me so much. And, bro,
Harlem Nights is more than two guys, but it's the same thing. It is back and forth, quick banter. I mean, you know, Red Fox at the craps table with the big giant glasses on, man, is, I mean, giving him holy hell. And that's the vein of the show.
Or the craps tape, the other craps game in the beginning. How about you go home and brush that damn tooth? Like, I Harlem Nights was awesome. The funny thing, 48 Hours in Beverly Hills Cop was more mainstream. And I have to go with a Golden Child or a Life or a Harlem Nights over the mainstream ones, even though I've watched 48 Hours and all the Beverly Hills Cops, all the 48 Hours. I've watched them 1,500 times a piece, but I can't put them on my Mount Rushmore.
Like, the reason that I put him on the Mount Rushmore is because he was a Saturday Night Live star back in the day. And 48 Hours put him on the map, like, all of a sudden, because I was there. I was a Saturday Night Live fan in Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood, all that stuff. And then 48 Hours comes out, and he was a bona fide movie star. Like, yeah. This guy was golden. And then Beverly Hills Cop came out, and it was just as good. So, yeah, those for me, like, those were the two that really moved the needle on Eddie Murphy. But he had so many good ones. And then the other thing you could do with Eddie Murphy Mount Rushmore, you could do a Mount Rushmore of Eddie Murphy clunkers, because there's some unbelievably terrible movies.
Bro, Pluto Nash.
Right. Bowfinger.
Bowfinger. Don't you better not put Norbit in there. If you say Norbit, me and you are going to boy. Me and
Norbit
you are gonna
is awful. Oh, Metro. Metro is awful. Stop it. You like Vampire in Brooklyn.
Oh, I love Vampire in Brooklyn.
That movie's terrible.
But Norbit, man, Rasputia, I can badmouth a lot of them. I Spy, Pluto. Now,
there's
some bad
ones,
bro. I can rewatch Norbit. I won't lie. I might be on an island here. I can rewatch Norbit.
No, you're on an island on that one. But anyway, it's Eddie Murphy's birthday. We'll talk a little bit about that today. WrestleMania is this weekend. We're actually going to talk with a gambling expert from Odds Shark. It's one of the websites I use for gambling content. They write really well thought out articles and whatnot. It's not just odds. Like, Odds Shark has really well thought articles, and well thought out articles. And I wanted to bring someone on today that could actually give us some WrestleMania bets, because none of our guys, Rob Pizzola, Lee Sterling, they're not wrestling fans. Neither are we, by the way. No. And I don't know if I'll actually be able to pull the trigger on a wrestling bet, especially because we know they've already been taped.
Yeah, and it's scripted. So it's scripted and pre-taped.
Gotta pick what you think is going to be. Like, I don't mind that it's scripted, because even, like, I'm trying to think, like, there's prop now. Ozark is a really popular show on Netflix. There's prop bets about this season of Ozark. I mean, it's already happening. It's scripted. I just don't know if I would have as much fun watching something knowing that it's already been taped and trying to get all excited about a wager that I have on it. I don't know. It just might fall flat with me. Keeping in touch with all the players. I the Panthers have so many international players that I don't know if the players are here in South Florida or if they've gone home to their home country. I have no idea. So we can ask Goldie today what's going on with that.
I read an article Ira did about Goran Dragic and the international guys. What do they do? And I heard they were making them stay here because they didn't know when NBA was going to crank back up or when they were going to be allowed to get together.
Right. Like, if they would be able to get back in the country. But if you already left before there were all these travel bans, then I don't know. Solana, let's get headlines here. Let's not move any further until we get our headlines with Alejandro Solana.
The WNBA has postponed the start of training camp and the upcoming 2020 WNBA season due to the coronavirus pandemic.
I saw, though, that they're going to have the draft. They're just doing a virtual draft. I think it's in the middle of this month. So, a few things going on.
The U.S. Women's Open in Houston has also been postponed until December due to the coronavirus outbreak.
All right. Anything else?
Clemson's Dabo Sweeney.
Who was that?
Dabo. Clemson. Dabo
what
Sweeney.
What is it?
Dabo. Clemson. Dabo.
Clemson.
That's how you say it, right, Crowder? Dabo.
But it's
Dabo
Clemson.
Dabo and it's Clemson. Dabo, get a little country. Man, don't make everything sound high class. Clemson and Dabo.
Dabo.
Dabo Clemson. Clemson. Try to talk like me sometimes, Solana. Try to talk like me.
Dabo Sweeney has zero doubt, he said, quote, zero doubt that the college football season will start on time.
Oh, thank God. I had been waiting to know what Dabo thought about that. And ask him what my 401k is going to look like in a year. All right. What else?
In some NFL.
I hope he's right, by the way. I goof on everybody. I hope he's right. And I'm taking a very positive attitude on everything, too. It's why I want the NFL to have the draft. It's why I don't mind them talking about the notion that the league is going to play on schedule in front of fans. Like, I'm trying to be positive about everything as well. If it doesn't work out to be that way, it doesn't work out to be that way. But I stand with Dabo.
And we talked about this a little bit yesterday with the NFL saying that, no, we're going on as planned. The season's going to start. We're going to go into camp. And IOC canceling the Olympics 4 months before the Olympics. I'm on the NFL side. Hold out. Let's see what happens. Rather keep everything on schedule and cancel it late than cancel it 4 months in advance.
Yep. Now, Olympics, I understand a little bit because there's so much international travel. There's so much lodging. You're talking about every country almost in the world, and you're talking about training. They can't even train right now. So that one I understand a little bit more than the NFL. NFL is, again, based right here in the United States. There is no travel except for the international games, which obviously I think would have to be canceled. But I'm for keep an open mind, hope that there's a vaccine that's created sooner rather than later. Hope that the vaccine, the production's been ramped up quickly and that people can get it. So anyway, we keep a positive outlook on this program.
In some NFL news, Sammy Watkins has agreed to restructure his contract to stay in Kansas City. The deal has a maximum value of $16 million, including $7 million in incentives, and contains a no-trade clause.
I would not leave Kansas City if I didn't have to either after what happened last season, right?
$7 million in incentives? This dude is about to break the NFL. Goodness.
I mean, he's got a pretty good quarterback throwing to him. Yeah. Yes, all right. We'll have Solana.
Some pretty cool news out of the NFL as well, beginning this upcoming Monday. The 6th NFL Red Zone will replay every Sunday from the last season of the NFL in 2019 in chronological order for 17 consecutive days. Again, that's on NFL Red Zone Network. It starts at 8 a.m., then again at 3 p.m., and then again at 10 p.m. each and every day.
Yeah, I saw that. Will you watch that?
I got to get the schedule to see what games are played. Like, I don't want to watch. I know the Jets. I don't want to watch them again.
But it's not. It's Red Zone. It's bouncing between all the games. It's like the actual Red Zone coverage. So this Monday, they're showing week one. On Tuesday, they're showing week two. On Wednesday, week three, they're just replaying the actual Red Zone for 17 weeks in 17 days.
Oh, I can't give them 3-4 hours, but I give them 30 minutes, 40 minutes.
Right, just to get a little taste. Give me a little taste. Yes. All right, what else you got, Solana?
Speaking of a little taste, finally, guys, today is National Chocolate Mousse Day.
Huh? Well, why'd you do that?
I don't know. It sounded better in my head, but that wasn't funny. I'll be honest there. That, a bag of bits, sometimes you hit them, sometimes you don't.
We call your bag of bits.
Is chocolate mousse that popular?
No. Could you name one place you could get chocolate mousse?
Every
no.
Italian restaurant. Every single
Stop
Italian
it.
Restaurant.
No, they don't.
I'm telling
no, they
you.
Don't. It Just
might
a
not
cup
be,
of chocolate mousse.
It might Wait, not be it, a popular item, but it's there. It's on the menu.
No, it's not.
If you say chocolate mousse, obviously, but if you just say mousse, would more people think of hair product or dessert?
I think they think of the animal.
Yeah, that's the one too. But if you knew it wasn't the animal, yeah.
I immediately think Bullwinkle. I don't even know if on the Mount Rushmore of mousse, I don't know if chocolate mousse is even on there.
The Snapchat like filter.
The entire dessert. You've got Daryl Moose Johnston, right?
He's
on the Mount Rushmore of mooses. Bullwinkle, hair moose, like you said, and moose.
Wasn't there a guy moose? Wasn't there a moose on one of those crazy animal houses or something?
Moose. I don't know.
You say it four times, it comes up faster.
Well, mousse. I do like that there's so little content out that I can just go moose 6 or 7 times and no one even really questions it at this point. It's like, oh, they're still talking? All right. All right, it's Chocolate Mousse Day.
Chocolate mousse. Yeah. Could go for some of that right now. I haven't been eating very well. I need to go home and eat. We'll see. Got to social distance, got to exercise, got to get a couple beers down, then maybe eat. We'll see. Hopefully you are not eating too much, but still eating good. I know a lot of people have been getting into the whole cooking thing. I don't know how to cook. And you'd say, oh, well, this is the perfect time to learn. Nah, no time for all that. Got to stay fit and trim. And if you've ever seen me, you know I am all of the trim and not so much of the fit. I probably weigh about 135 pounds, and I'm 5'10". I'm not on a dating app right now. I'm sorry. We're getting off the course right now, but I'm getting off the radio. We're done for today, but no worries. Tomorrow is yet another day and another chance to hear the best of the Joe Show. Later, slug.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.